The widely expected decision by General Musharraf's hand-picked court clears all legal challenges to his October re-election victory. Pakistan's Attorney General, an ally of General Musharraf, said once the court allows the Election Commission to certify his victory, the president could step down as Army Chief as early as Saturday. General Musharraf has headed Pakistan's government and military ever since he relied on the armed forces to seize power in a bloodless coup in 1999. Political analyst Shafkat Mahmood says the creation of a purely civilian president would be a significant development.
The significance, of course, of his taking off the uniform is that he loses the command of the army, which is the most powerful institution in the country. If the chips are really down, as they actually have been for some time, he may not be able to command the same support in the armed forces as he has so far been able to do so.
Pakistan's security forces continue to enforce strict emergency laws used to round up thousands of political activists and protesting lawyers and prevent mass demonstrations against the suspension of the Constitution. Authorities have released hundreds of prisoners in recent days, including some top opposition leaders, such as former cricket star Imran Khan, but many remain in jail. Political analyst Ayaz Amir says Pakistani opposition groups are now deciding whether they will participate in the country's upcoming polls.
The crisis that Pakistan has now entered another phase. And what really now has to be seen is, will the political parties participate in them? And if they do, they will be lending credibility and some measure of respect to what General Musharraf has done.
Boycotting the polls risks leaving the opposition parties unrepresented in a new government and strengthening President Musharraf's political allies. But by campaigning on General Musharraf's deep unpopularity, opposition parties could become a significant political force. Shafkat Mahmood says the stakes in the election are high because with a two-thirds majority, Parliament can officially exonerate or prosecute General Musharraf's imposition of emergency rule.
That is why many observers are saying that a free and fair election is very doubtful because he cannot get a two-thirds majority otherwise.
President Musharraf has pledged the elections will be free and fair, but he has refused to say if he will end emergency laws before the polls. Western diplomats and Pakistani opposition parties say no free elections are possible under the laws. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.